As I promised, I want to end with a poem. We're going to let Pablo Neruda have the last word. Because you mentioned this in your writing as a poem that you always have with you, and I printed it out, and I think it's beautiful, and I wonder if you'd give that, leave that as a gift for all the rest of us.
This is called Keeping Quiet. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving, and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt the sadness of never understanding ourselves and of frightening ourselves with death. Now I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go.
Thank you, Sylvia Boorstein, and thanks to all of you.
Sylvia Boorstein. Hear my interview with her in our show, What We Nurture, at onbeing.org.